This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله، فقد أمرنا الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، we're carrying on our discussions in Surah Qaf. For those of you that are here for the first time, we've been doing a series to understand, at least try and attempt to understand whatever we can, because this is the surah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do most of his khutbahs with. And that is the reason, if you were to collect all of the khutbahs that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has ever given that have been passed down to us, they won't cross more than 50 pages. Because majority of the khutbahs were just the recitation of Surah Qaf. So there is a message that is there for all of us. Just to review for all of us, Qaf, wal Qur'an al-Majid, by the glorious Qur'an, Qaf, the word Qaf, wal Qur'an al-Majid, Allah takes the oath by this Qur'an that is glorious. بَلْ عَجِيبُ أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. It's a strange matter that you will find yourself in wonder. أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ That a warner came to them from amongst them. فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ They said, this is a very strange matter. Why is it not an angel? Why is it not somebody who is rich? I had closed that door at the back because we want to fill this musalla first, shara'an, before we go to the other one, please. The next ayah, أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا When we die, these kuffar, they say, when we are going to be dead, أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا When we're going to turn into dust, ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ How are we going to be returned? That return verily is a very far-fetched idea. Not going to come to fruition. Then Allah gives them an affirmation and He says, قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُسُ الْأَرْضِ Allah has absolute perfect knowledge of the exact amount of how much the earth is going to take away from you. And the mu'jiza here is some bodies will decompose faster than the others. So if you were to say that there was a unilateral phenomena that applies that, you know, everybody will decompose in 10 years, then it's less of a mu'jiza. But the greater mu'jiza is that every body, based on its composition, will decay on its own varying rate. And every single varying rate is in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُسُ الْأَرْضِ وَمَا تَنْقُسُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ وَعِنْدَنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ This knowledge has been written in a guarded safe book. بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ The reality of the matter is they denied the message. When they recognize it to be true, فَهُمْ فِي أَمْرٍ مَرِيجٍ They're in an utter confused state. Today, we read the next verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا This is called سؤال إنكاري. Like for example, when your son takes your car without your permission, you say, why did you take your car? Why did you take my car? You're not trying to get a logical justification out of your child. You are rebuking him in a form of a question. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like, okay, fine. You are in denial of the fact that we can be resurrected back after you turn into dust. ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ This is a very far-fetched idea. أَفَلَمْ يَنْذُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ Have you not just looked? All you need to do is look at your head and raise it up. أَفَلَمْ يَنْذُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ Did you not look at this sky? كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا How have we formed it? How have we fashioned it? بَنَا Last time we talked about it, it's بُنْيَا الْحَقِيقِيَّ It's an actual physical thing that you and I can't see. But that بِنَا is there because remember when Rasulullah ﷺ ascended, there was a gate. The angel of the first sky is like, مَن Jibreel alayhi salam is like, Jibreel wa ma'i Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The door opened. It's not an ontological door. It's an actual physical cosmological door that will open and close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even when the wahi was sent down, Allah is like, we closed off all the portals. Right? On the day of judgment, you will see what? That the sky will become abwaba. All you're going to see in the sky, doors, passages. Over here, Allah is like, أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ The word فَوْقَهُمْ, the ulama, they have done two tafsirs of it. First is the literal. Have you not taken the time to just pause for a second in your life and look up? The second meaning is, have you not looked at the creation of this sky? فَوْقَهُمْ تَفُوقُ بِنَاءُكُ It is superior in its creation than you. فَوْقَهُمْ That its creation is better, it's higher. Like you're just a simple thing as a human being. We are just simple in comparison to the sky. فوقهم كيف بنيناها. Look at the formation of how Allah has built the sky. وزيناها. The minute you're not able to see the beauty of this earth, Allah has facilitated for you a beauty of the night. Allah is like, we've beautified the sky for you. And when that beauty dissipates, you get to see the beauty of the earth. That is which Allah is going to talk about in the next verse. وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ. And when you go and see the sky, do you see any gaps in it? In other words, you know, the Mufassirun, they say, وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُتُوقٍ. You don't see any gouges, any gaps. There's no gaps and gouges in the sky. It's fashioned perfectly. Then Allah says, وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا. And then let's come to the earth. If that is too far for you, all you need to do, O kafir, who denies the resurrection, Allah is like, وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا. Look at the earth and how we have made it flat for you. Ever wondered why you stand on the earth that is absolutely round, but as far as your eye can see, it's flat? If you ever go to Burj Khalifa in Dubai, and you go to that balcony where you can see, I think it's like 110th or 115th floor or something, I don't remember, I forgot. 116 or something like that. When you get there, you can actually see the curvature of the earth. So when you stand on that balcony, that's where you actually understand this ayah. That the further up you go, you actually see the curvature. But the minute you come down to the earth, miraculously you don't feel that curvature at all. And here's the interesting part. You can walk the entirety of this earth and you won't feel the curve. مَدَدْنَاهَا. For you and me, the experience of walking on this round earth is flat. Try making something that has a completely flat surface into a round. Humans are incapable of doing that. Even if we make a dome or a masajid that are dome, you can't walk on the surface. You will feel the curvature. كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا. And this earth, we have made it flat for you. But the question may ask, oh, Allah, that's fine. You've made the earth flat for us. But what about all these mountains? And then Allah is like, وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِي. And in this earth, we have dropped, we have casted on the earth mountains. Now, I want to spend some time on mountains because this is a concept that we must understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, He uses 5 different words for describing different aspects of mountain. When Allah uses the word jabal, ismu jinsin. Generic, any type of mountain. Size, small, segment, texture, doesn't matter. Anything that we can apply, sand mountain, stone mountain, rock mountain, lava, doesn't matter. Any type of thing that we as humans can describe as mountain is called Jabal. But the minute it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word Rawasi, okay? It means something that is tied, something that is a peg, such as the mountain ranges that we see. Those mountain ranges, their jobs is وَأَلْقَيْنَاهَا. And Allah is like, these mountains, we casted them. Al-ilqa is a word which means it was something that came from top to the bottom. It didn't organically grow. So there are types of mountain that organically grew from the earth. But there are other mountains, just like whenever you have oil rigs, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of how oil rigs are formed, but whenever there's an oil rig, they estimate how deep that rig is going to be and stuff, and then they bring 2 helicopters, certain type of helicopters, and they lift that rig all the way as high as that helicopter can go. And they release that rig, and with that pressure, it goes down, dissipating the water, and goes and gets pegged into the seabed. If you've ever seen these giant rigs and the mountains, the water is gushing and hitting them and the waves are thrashing, they don't move because they were pegged onto the earth. Ulqiya, they were thrown from the sky. So these mountains are there and they were thrown from the sky, i.e. Allah created them, and an event happened in which Allah casted them onto the ground. That is why 2/3 of the mountain is under the ground in mountain ranges. 2/3 of what you see is actually under the ground. وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِي. And then the other words that are used in the Quran for mountains is التود and صخر and أعلام. It's not the point to get into these things right now, but you know, just for reference sakes. Then Allah is like, after you see this earth that has been flat, and Allah has pegged this earth so that antabida bikum, that this earth doesn't shake you around. Right? Allah is like, you know, well, Allah has sent this rawasiya antabida bikum, that these, the, so that you don't move side to side, the earth becomes stationary. Then Allah is like, وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا. And in this earth, we brought forth, we grew. In this earth, مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. Every single kind of beautiful plant. Today, up until this year, we have discovered over 435,000 different plant species. 435, almost 500,000 plant species. We have found 435,000 plant species. Out of those 435,000 plant species, almost 40% of these species, we have only encountered less than 5 times. Scientists, people, they're not readily available. They are there, and we only have less than 5 samples of that 40% of the 500,000, roughly. And on top of that, just this year alone, we discovered 2,000 plus new species that we never knew existed. That's what Allah says, هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ. This is Allah's creation. Show me what your gods have created. That's what Allah says. وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا. We grew. It's not Mother Nature. It's not science. We grew in these. This earth. What? فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. The word over here, زَوْج, can mean nasl, type. Or it could also mean every plant is male and female. Some they are within, so a plant within itself has male, female, and others have to be pollinated through male pollens into the females. In any case, the 435,000 plants that we have, 90% of them are flowering plants. I.e. when the time comes, you see flowers. You see beauty in it. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bahij. The word Bahij, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses many words to describe beauty. Bahij is something that is itlaqan, i.e. mutlaqan hasanun. I.e. you look at it and unanimously you will see consensus of people, this is beautiful. Number two is yasurru al-bahjat fil qulub. When you look at it, it increases calmness and happiness inside of you. That is why when I go to the hospitals and whenever I'm invited to, you know, to a case or something that is happening with a teenager with a mental health disorder, there are generally two statements that you will find in different hospitals. Some of the hospitals, they say, screen to sky ratio. So they say that screen to sky ratio for a teenager to have the internal happiness has to be for every 6 hours of sky time, they should be allowed half an hour of screen. When somebody goes into that state. And then they also have something called screen to green ratio. So they actually have pavilions and passages where like a medicine is given, these young people that come, the adolescents that come with mental health diseases are asked to walk in certain areas that were curated by psychologists that they know through science that if they see green, it's going to make them happy. And if they are happy, then all the mental health diseases are eventually going to dissipate. Allah has told us that many, many years ago. Bahjatan, ذَاتُ بَهْجَةٍ. In another ayah, Allah's like, if you want to know what is the intrinsic quality of these plants, it is that they provide happiness to you. And another word that Allah uses for happiness or for beauty is nadra, nadratan na'im. And another is husn. These are the different words. They all mean happiness, but for every, they all mean beauty, but for from specific individual different angles. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after telling you all of these details, telling us all of these details, Allah is like, who is going to benefit? The question is, who's going to benefit from all of this? Allah says,
تَبْصِرَةً وَذِكْرَى لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ.
This creation of the sky, the earth, the mountains, the greenery, in this entire process is insight. تَبْصِرَة, بَصِيرَة. It is something that is supposed to provide you enlightenment. But for whom, Ya Allah? And it's also a dhikra, it's a reminder of Allah's existence. But who is going to heed from this? Reminder.
لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ.
First quality, the person who is going to benefit by contemplating into the sky, into the earth, and all the greenery around, you have to be an abd. You have to be in utmost submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ubudiyya, or servitude to Allah, is the final, is the absolute one quality. If you were to summarize Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, it is ubudiyya. Afala akuna abdan shakura. Shall I not be a thankful servant? Abd. If you and I, we develop the quality of submission to Allah and His will, and whatever happens, then the sky when we look at it, then the earth when we look at it, then the mountains when we go out, the rivers that flow between the mountains, when the greenery and the animals and everything that you see around will be dhikra. It will remind you. It will remind every single one of us. وَتَبْصِرَةً, and it will be an awakening for us. It will be an awakening for all of us. لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ, and the second quality is مُنِيبٍ. None of you, none of us, any one of us over here, nobody can claim that he is ma'soom. And anybody does that, you run away from that person. Nobody can claim al-isma. You know, there are certain deviant sects within Islam. They have attributed isma to their mashayikh to the extent that they will drink their water. If they make wudu, they'll drink that water. This is not part of our Islam. Al-ma'soom huwa al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma'adahu kullu ibn Adam khatta. Every Bani Adam is going to make a mistake. It's only Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is not something we find from the Sahaba. Nobody finds that, you know, people were drinking the water of Umar radiallahu anhu's wudu. If there was any person in the world that was better, it would have been Abu Bakr. Nobody did that with Abu Bakr. Nobody did that with Umar. Nobody did that with Ali, Uthman radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So, coming back, we are going to be sinful. We are going to be servants, but we are going to commit mistake. So what is this word munib? Some of the scholars, he says, and I'll read this and I'll end with this. Wal munibu, a person who's munib? A munib is a person, ar-raji'u, the one who returns. Ila al-haq, he comes back to Allah bi ta'atillahi, by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'idha inharaf, when a person, they have a deviance, you accidentally turned in the wrong direction. You were at the wrong time, at the wrong place, and ended up committing a sin in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَوْ شَغَلَهُ شَاغِلٌ Or you forgot about Allah. You were so occupied in the video game. You were so occupied in your work and you forgot to pray Maghrib. وَشَغَلَهُ شَاغِلٌ إِبْتَدَرَ الرُّجُوعَ إِلَى مَا كَانَ فِيهِ The minute he remembers, that person becomes عَبْدًا munib. When you remember, oh my God, I missed Maghrib, you come back. You don't say, خَيْرْ يعني let me join it with Isha. No, the minute ابتدر, the minute you wake up from that sinful state, you do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why the ulama, they say that من استقام وامتثل فلا يفارق حاله الطاعة. Munib is a person, abdam munib is a person who tries his best to follow the commands of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذَا فَارَقَهُ قَلِيلًا If we have momentary disobedience, which every single one of us, including myself, all of us are going to have. The minute you have that, أَبَ إِلَيْهِ وَأَنَابُ You come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do tawbah, you do istighfar, you give sadaqah, try to repent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true tawbah and al-inaba ila Allah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فإنه هو الغفور الرحيم. If the brothers can please stand up, there's brothers that are standing all the way at the back. The other side is also filled. So if you can please stand up and fulfill the saf. So make the sufuf as if you are praying so that. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala man la nabiyya ba'da. In the end, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to truly benefit from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when we come across the signs of the sky, the moon, the stars, the earth, and all the greenery in it, especially living in Georgia, that every single tree that we pass by increases our iman. And we look at it and we are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our ghafla is dissipated. And we're reminded of the Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who taught us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyi al-akram shahid al-mushahad ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bikulli ismin huwa lak sammayta bihi nafsaka wa anzaltahu fi kitabik an taj'al al-Qur'an al-azim rabi'a qulubina. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we get the true understanding of this Qur'an. And we're able to become friends with this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability to complete at least once the entire Qur'an with understanding before we leave and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the iman of our every single child that is here and every single generation to come ila yawm al-qiyamati ya rabbal alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us istiqama, to give us steadfastness. And to solidify our imans and increase us so that we are able to truly see al-haq min al-batil. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to give us the ability and the understanding of truly loving Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to increase our iman in him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives us the ability to truly, truly connect with the message of this entire Islam and give us the ability to truly implement it in our lives, in our day-to-day lives, at our workplaces, in every single place that we live in. In the end, make us from the torch bearers of this message so we're able to pass on this message to others. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people, when they look at us, Allah makes us the source of hidayah for them and gives us the tawfiq of walking like a Muslim so others just look at us and become Muslim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us qalban khashi'a. لسانا ذاكرا وعينا دامعا يا رب العالمين وصل اللهم تعالى على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون
الله أكبر الله أكبر